Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons, through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us.
What would it take for you to consider yourself rich? A large bank account? A fancy car in the garage? You may not be so bold as to answer yes, but does your life reflect this attitude? Sadly, many believers are overtaken by the world standard of riches and define wealth by how much they possess. This often happens whether one is wealthy or not. For the well-off, the temptation is to see money as the defining characteristic of their life. For some who are poor, money becomes the be-all, end-all goal of comfort and satisfaction. Greed plagues rich and poor alike. What many of us who are believers fail to realize is that in Christ we are all rich. Sure, you have bills to pay, but if you've placed your faith in Jesus, you can boldly acknowledge that God has already poured his richest blessings upon you. See Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Today's scripture passage says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Did you notice the tense of the verb there? The past tense, has blessed, is used, meaning it's already happened. And he does not give just a little bit here and there. Rather, he lavishly pours out his blessings on us. Look beyond your finances and prayerfully list as many of your true spiritual blessings as you can. In tomorrow's devotion, we'll take a closer look at some of God's choicest gifts.